Just one interesting halakha. We learned already that if a person on Shabbat in the Amidah, by mistake, he started the Berachav Chol. For example, he started in one of the Berachot of the Amidah after Atakadosh, he said, Atah Honen Ladam Da'at. So we said the halakha says he has to finish the Berachah. Because he started Atah Honen Ladam Da'at, he has to finish Baruch Atah Hashem Honen Ladam. The question would be, what if this happened to the Chazan? Shaliach Sibur is praying Chazara, they say Nakdishach, Atakadosh, and then his mind started to wander. Do we tell the Chazan that he also has to finish the Berachah of Atah Honen Ladam Da'at, and the Sibur gets an extra amen from this Berachah, and he'll go back to Shabbat? Or maybe for some reason, there's a difference when it comes to a Chazan. So Akam Avadiyah deals with this in Yabiha Omer in Chazon Avadiyah and Dafshin Memtet, where he says, Shaliach Sibur Shita'a B'tfilat HaHazara Shal Shacharit U'Mincha, and he started the Tachonin. From the logic, he should continue the Beracha. However, Mipnei Sheyesh Bazeh Torah Sibur Kesat. Since there's Torah Sibur, even if it's not such a big Torah Sibur, what is it, an extra 8 seconds, doesn't matter. We don't want to burden the Sibur. And not only that, Absha milta litpalil barabim tefilat chol b'Shabbat. It's a big tumult that in public, they're going to hear the Azan say, Atahun al-Adam Da'at. It'll create a commotion. The people will not know how to digest it. And he quotes it from the Hakri Alev and a couple other poskim as well. And therefore, the Ma'aseh, the Hazan would not have to go back. There's another case that Akam Avadiyah discusses. And this is a case over here that we learned yesterday, but just with one clarification of Akam Ben Zion. Akam Avadiyah said, based on Maran, in the Islamic Chet Alechad Dalet, that as long as a person mentioned Shabbat in the Tefillah, even though he prayed the Tefillah Shel Chol, he made a mistake. He prayed the regular Amidah of the weekday. But somewhere in that tefillah, he mentioned the word Shabbat. Letzalam v'chatenu kadashenu v'yom Shabbat hazeh. He's yotzeh. Even though he didn't make an actual beracha. So we saw in Hacham Ben Sion, or Letzion, in Be'et, that he says a big chadush. He says, if a person prayed tefillah shel chol, and he catches himself at Letzeh. That's when he caught himself at Letzeh. And I said, oh, I didn't say Shabbat. He says you should say over there, Ya'alev Yavo. What is Ya'alev Yavo? There's no Ya'alev Yavo Shabbat. Make one up. You know, I'll tell Ya'alev Yavo, Yagia, Beyom, Shabbat, Lelachem Bo'alenu Oshe'enu. Why, he says? He says, because originally the rabbis were going to allow us to pray a regular tefillah Shel Chol B'Shabbat, with probably mentioning Shabbat in the Netzeh, like we mentioned Ya'alev Yavo. But they did us a favor, they said you only have to mention 7. But since already, you mentioned already the Berachot already, and you're up to Netzeh, so he says, you can say the Ya'alev Yavo, like the original Takana that they probably made. You don't have to go back and pray regular Tefillah of Shabbat, which is very, very big Hadush of Hakam Ben Sion, but that's the Rot. If you catch yourself in Netzeh, you're able to stop at that point and just say Ya'alev Yavo, adding in the insert of Shabbat. The last Hadush we saw today was from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that he said, if a person, let's say, is on Shabbat and he doesn't have a Sidur, he has no Sidur of Shabbat. So he doesn't know the Amidah of Shabbat by heart. Now what is he going to do? He only has a weekday Sidur. So he says that he could pray L'chatechilah, the Amidah of Chol, which means let him pray a regular Tefillah of weekday because that he knows by heart. And then, when he gets to the part of Ya'alev Yavo, he'll insert and say, B'yom Shabbat Hazeh. He says, he's honest. What do you want him to do? So they're going to pray a regular Amidah with the Ya'alev Yavo of B'yom Shabbat Hazeh. Of course, when we look at our Sidurim, we don't see Shabbat as one of the options for Ya'alev Yavo. This is a Hiddush. Whether Chaim Ben Sion's case or Shlomo Zalman's case. But again, this should remind us that a person should be careful on Shabbat to know what he's doing and to be prepared to pray, obviously, the right way.